Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Brother DeWater, you on with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We on. I don't see your co-host is
you
on at all. Neither one
you
of them.
Cold?
No, neither one. Neither one of them. No hair, no cold. I think I'm gonna have to increase the line input because the show filling up before it even comes on.
Is there any way you can call Cole?
Let me see if I got his phone number. Go ahead and I'll be right back with you. Go ahead, Dwight.
All right. What we want to do is that you have to realize I was listening to a talk show this morning, Reverend Barnett's talk show, and all the Democratic men, they pissed off at Joe Biden about him not promoting any black men to any positions other than two of them. I think he got two of them. But it's black females. We had a discussion on this maybe about 4 or 5 months ago where I asked a question, why is it that the white man is promoting the black female? You see her on TV. You see her in the White House. You see her in Congress. You see her, this black female. And you don't see no black men. Well, then let's go back into the Willie Lynch letter, all of you people that are familiar with the Willie Lynch letter, which is actually the three weapons of the Masonic Lodge, on how you genocide a nation of people. When this happened, that all the promotion of it is that I called Cole and asked him what was going on, and I had forgot a lesson that he had taught on energy. So we're dealing right now, we're in a time period where we are dealing with certain energies. Everything you see in creation is feminine energy. You ain't going to get this teaching somewhere else. This is a heavy exoteric knowledge teaching that we're doing now. Everything you see is female. The female energy is coming back on earth as we speak. Biden is the 46th president of the United States. And him being the 46th president of the United States, I deal with numbers mostly. And out of the three of us, we appointed each other because each of us know each knowledge, so we appointed each other to do certain knowledge. I do numbers in secret societies most of the time, and his code do other knowledge. But what we have to realize is, first, that everything in creation is feminine. It's not male. You can't see male energy. See, you have nine energies, your senses. You have five feminine senses, and you have four male senses that you can't see. And this deals with energy, which is the first law of nature, which is physics. The feminine energy is coming back into existence as we speak. Six and four, he's the 46th president. So here's where I look at it. Six and four, when we're doing the numbers on it, six and four is 10. The number 10 is, in the ancient language, is YAH, Yah, which is feminine. If you go in your Bible at Psalm 68 and 4, you'll see a word, J-A-H, It was translated out of IH and it was translated out of YH. The language that it was transferred out of is that the 119 Psalms in your Bible, those 19 Psalms, that 22 Psalms you see, it's called Olivet. You see in the Bible, you see Olive Bake, Gimea, Dada, Hey, Wazai, Crete, Y'all, Call, Lama, Mel, Noon, Sinai, Take, Olive, Racine, Thought. You haven't been taught this, but if you go in your Bible, you will see this. This is the ancient language. You'll see little signs and symbols above on the side of that language that you don't understand. If you're a Christian, you and the preacher, especially the preacher, he's supposed to be your teacher. He ain't going to understand it because he was taught by the oppressor. The other word you see in the Bible is Lucifer, which is in the book of Isaiah. You only see these two words once in your Bible. So when you study the Bible in your Bible study, you're going to boom through these two words and rush through these two words, and you ain't going to ask no questions of what do these words mean. The word Lucifer means the enlightened one. The enlightened one is your subhuman, which would be your Anglo-Saxon, which would be the Germanic race of people, your enemy. And so, in order for us to, for you to understand this knowledge, you have to do some deep research, but we're going to bring you up the stuff on the research. All the black Democratic men that came on that show this morning, they was all mad at Biden for not keeping his word of what he said he was going to do and promotion and what he's did. He has another agenda. I want all of y'all to notice that when we go into Protocol 8 and Protocol 10, you will find out that these two protocols is exactly what's going on right now in with this 46th president. This president.
Hey, Brother Water.
Yes, sir.
Brother Water. Oh, can you text me that number? But can you text me Coheen number? I don't have that in my Rolodex at all.
Okay.
Yeah, you might want to text it to me.
Shit, now, do you know, Brother Drew, I shit to this.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
This technology, but.
Right, I'm saying.
Okay, now I got to go to my contacts and.
Right. Probably just write it down. Then just when you get a chance, just go to the messages. Last message I sent you, and just reply back.
I'm gonna tell you his number. It's 318.
Hold on. I really don't want to put it out on the air because we got people that be listening that ain't friendly.
All right, go, you know, don't mind me. You calling him.
Okay then. All right, go ahead.
318-341-2160.
All right. Just a second, baby.
You got
right.
It?
Just a second. I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, okay. Code don't care who he like me. He don't care who called him, you know. Because with me, I ain't going to answer the phone anyway, not unless you leave me a message of who you are. Baby. Anyhow. But in order for us to understand what's going on now, you will see, this is what I want you all to be aware of about Joe Biden. The name Biden is a Germanic name of an ancient Saxon. If you go Google this and check out his name, always what's in the name is that this name carries with it a shield and a crescent. Meaning that his forefathers was one of the Knights of the Round Table, when you have a crescent behind your name, it's where you research secret societies. When they got a crescent, you go back to the beginning of that name, that last name that he's got, and trace the history through it and see that what we talked about last week was an oligarch and an aristocratic form of government. Then you would know who the oligarch and aristocrat is that started the form of government that you're looking at by what family. See, everything is by the bloodline. This is very important when you study the history that we studied, is you have to go by the bloodline of these people. So if you have noticed that, remember when I told you Joe Biden got on national TV and said he was a Zionist, and the man asked him, told him he wasn't a Jew, and he told him that this was a movement. The Zionism is a movement. It's not a religion. Most black people think that's a religion, but it's not a religion. It's a movement. This movement has families in it. It's certain families. So you have to trace the history of each one of these families that was in it. Now, when we go back and you see what Joe Biden has been appointing is mostly Ashkenazi Jews. His three children is married to him. Your vice president, she's married to one. I find this very interesting too. The Secretary of Health is a transgender that's a Jew. And that's something you don't find in pure Judaism is transism, because if you are homosexual, according to their laws, they would kill you. They didn't
Brother
play
Cohen.
About that.
Brother Cohen's on with you.
Okay. Brother Cole.
Yes, sir.
I was bringing them up to telling them about everything in creation is feminine energy. So I'm going to let you go ahead on and talk. I know you wrote a book on this, too. You might, I don't know how you're going, you know, you might want to sell your book. Again,
which one
you're like
talking?
You did,
which one you're talking about?
Cosmetic energy.
Oh, you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So no. What people don't realize, what you're not. Man, I got something going on now. Right now, I'm in the process of going back, reconnecting to the ancient 13 constellation, 13-month calendar that we used before.
What I'm going to do, Cole, is let you explain what's going on with all of these females coming back into existence and what time period we're in. This is not 2021 like they tell you. This is
We're way down the road. Yeah, but first of all, I want to say modu pay, which means thank you for allowing me to come in. But what we're not seeing is what's going on behind the big picture. Let me carry you back to December 21st, 2020. What happened? There was a conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter, hadn't happened in 800 years. That's called a conjunction. What happened at a conjunction? Something comes through or opens up, and we discovered through research. Those you've been following your astronomical and your zodiac and your natal chart, it's all, excuse my friends, fucked up, because in 46 BC, the Babylonians took you off the 13 constellations and put you on the 12, which put you in under the soul of the patriarch and took you off the matriarch. There is 13 constellations. And one of those constellations that was brought back online by NASA was done at the conjunction. A lot of folks know there is a constellation set between Sagittarius and Scorpio, which was the 13th planet, which is actually in the ninth house. They call it the 13th planet, but it's the feminine energy. It's called the rainbow. And that's what you got going. What's a similar LBGQ now? It's the rainbow sign. Why is the rainbow sign? Because that is the feminine energy coming in to unite to bring healing to all the other constellations. Not 12. It is 13 weeks between each seasonal change. Do your math. They put us on a 365 calendar when it actually be a 364. It is 28 days in the month. Why is it that February is the only month that has 28 days in it? And every leap you get a 29th day, which if you're born on 29th day, I mean, you have a birthday every 4 years. Something wrong with that picture. So we went back and did some research, and we found that a lot of the ancient calendars, even Egyptian calendars before it was invaded, Coptic church and so forth, Islamic have 13. It is 13 months. In the Yoruba people, it's 13 months. So what happened to that 13th constellation? The Babylonians took it out in 46 B.C. It was never added back in. And from that point, for the past 5,000 years, you've been on the wrong calendar. And if you doubt what I'm saying, you can type in this word. The word is O-P-H-I-U-C-H-U-S. It's called Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus is the planet. That's the Greek word for it. But in the ancient tongue, it's called Ephicus, and it's ruled by the Orisha Osamara. A lot of folks didn't know that it's not 12, it is 13. And if you're following the 12, you've been following the wrong sign all this time, thinking you was right, and that's why your life has been screwed up. So what happened with Kamala? Kamala is bringing in that feminine energy because how many years have we had all white men running the government? Until Obama came in, and you know what that situation was. He was there, but he also had a white vice president. Biden is a Catholic. That's true. But Biden has got a insurance policy right behind him. Well, you know, they killed Kennedy. Why are they not going to kill Biden? To kill Biden will bring Kamala online. She'd be the president. That's his backup. They don't want that to happen. So they're going to do all they can to keep this man alive for the next 4 years to try to get him out. By that time, the feminine energy is coming on. I heard the war say, you got a chance. You got a transgender in the cabinet. But that's not the first one. You had one a long time ago, and I'm trying to think of her name. She was the Attorney General. You remember her?
Yeah.
What was her name? She was the Attorney General way back, and thing was moving along then. So why is it LBGQ base flag is a rainbow sign? Why are there so many women getting into politics now, both on Republicans and Democrats? Why is this woman so feared, Stacey Adams? It was the black feminine energy that got Biden elected. What's going on behind the curtain? Well, in your Bible, it says, will come a time when a woman shall compass a man. So we're going back to the original offset of the 13 constellations, the feminine energy, which bring by a balance of healing into the planet. Well, I don't believe it. I'm not asking you to believe it. I don't give a damn if you do. I'm telling you what the stars on alignment is telling you. Just look out there. You got more women ever in history in politics, and they in power. What is the most popular woman right now in politics? Who is she?
Pelosi.
Thank you. Nancy Pelosi. So if they took out Biden and Kamala, it falls to Pelosi's lap. That's still so, and they know this. So they gotta play this. They gotta play this deck of cards out because the masculine don't want to give up. But with Kamala coming in, Kamala represents a ancient goddess, a Hindu goddess, and this feminine energy coming back online. What's supposed to take place out of this chaos? Order is supposed to come out. After all of this chaos and hell raising, order will come out. The plan will go to a state of healing, born between November the 29th and December the 17th, you in the 13th constellation of Alpha Eucas. You are not a Scorpio or Sagittarius. You know, there is a planet called Alpha Eucas, and that's where you're at. You're in that particular constellation, and it's called astro spirituality or astral theology. Astral theology is what your Bible is built on, because it talks about the constellation. A lot of folks don't know it. You think what's going on is just there is a energy in motion to bring the Earth back in alignment with its constellation. The Earth does not rotate in a circle. It's in a wobble. That wobble rotates, you call counterclockwise. A lot of folks don't know that. Well, you're running left to right, it's going right to left. So we wonder why things are like it is. It's realigning itself. Because on remember, the 21st of December, 2020, Jupiter and Saturn went alignment. They called it the Christmas star bullshit. That's when the Earth going into alignment. Because every so many thousands of years, it goes through a realignment. You talk about what happened with Corona. It took Corona to shut everything down to get a restart. Your restart started on the 21st of December 2020. Why is it that every year, every month, the season changed between the 20th and 21st for every season from spring, summer, fall, and winter? It's all right. It's around the equinox. You got the equinox. It's between around March, April. Then you got the summer around June. Then you got September. You got the fall, around 2021st. Around and when the winter come in. These numbers play an important role in your everyday psyche. You say, well, I don't believe that. Everything in astrology affects your character here on Earth, because you being a celestial being in a terrestrial world. That's why the moon has an effect on the waters, the tide waters. You got waters in your body, chemicals. And every time the Earth goes through a change of character shift in it, your character shift. So many of you thought you, like myself, I thought I was a Taurus. Come to find out here, my sign file put me back into Aries. Oh, what? So everything you think you were, you got to fall back one sign back in order to be in balance. Because as a woman goes through her 28-day cycle, the moon goes through it. And that's the thing, I'm going to have, he's online. Brother Dewar, it's called the Shango Bone. You ever heard of it? It's called the Shango Bone.
Yes.
It's one of the oldest calendar markings in the world. It's called the Shango Bone. It was founded in the Nile Valley around, and it go back 25,000 years. Not 4,004. It go back 25,000 years. Why is it that, we talk about the Jewish people, why is it that their calendar is not like ours? Remember, the book says the evening and the morning will be the first day. And they go from sunset to sunset to do their keeping. We got on the Greco-Roman Hellenistic couch, and we're talking about 24 hours. Did not J.C. say it ain't but 12 hours in a day? Check your book. He did not say it ain't but 12 hours in a day. And in the Jewish calendar, they got what they call first watch, second watch, third watch, fourth watch. And each one of those watches that you go through, it's only 3 hours in each watch. So that's why our lives is messed up, because we've been operating on the European concept of time and cosmology when the time is wrong. You're talking about, well, I'm going to fight white supremacy. You're not going to fight white supremacy, because you got to change your whole calendar. Your whole time got to change, because that's what controls the time. It's their ideology and their programming got you following their gods. And everybody, every day in the week, is named after some kind of god. Is that correct, Dewar?
Every month and every year.
Every month and year. So even your zodiac, so you know good and damn well the new year don't start in no January. The new year starts at the spring equinox.
Abib.
And who was it that changed and added all these days and created all these extra months? It's called politics and control. When politics and religion come in, it controls the masses. And we've been following that. And we're in that grid. We're caught in that grid of that Hellenistic grid. And you think you're not free. Until you come out of that grid, you'll stay locked in. Because it affects your character and every day in your life. Even our ancestors, and do I know this to be true? They always check the almanac.
Right.
They always check the almanac. But if your almanac is off, and your star, how long have you been off? Check it. History of the zodiac goes back to 46 BC when the Babylonians decided to take out that 13th, go from a 13 to a 12, and went from a lunar to a solar. Why is it in Islam you got the crescent moon? Why is it mostly followed the moon cycle? Why? And we know that the sun is supposed to be a stable body. So why is everything circling around? But what does the moon do? It rotates on a counterclockwise, and it goes through all these 13 houses. Well, Cole, this sounds crazy. I'm not saying believe nothing I'm saying. Damn it, do the research.
Do the research.
Do the research. Look up Ophiuchus. Look him up. Look at the zodiac. And then ask, did it change? And when did it change? Tap in now.
Go ahead. And one thing, Coach, I want to reiterate is that common sense tell you that if it's 7 days in a week, and it takes 4 weeks to make a month, equal a month, mm-hmm. 4 times 7 is 28. So how have you
all
got a month
long
with 30 days and 31 days and all of this? Common sense
so
tells you that it's 28 days in a month. This is 2021. Now you ain't got to be no zip-down fool. My daddy would say,
all we're asking the public to do. and isn't it ironic? And not only that it's 13 weeks between each season.
Right. One other thing that you said, December the 21st is the shortest day of the year, because the earth is fixing to rewind. Now, according to the scientists, this year, when the earth started back up, Cole, it was spinning too fast. And they say now
right.
they got to make a calendar, a clock, to keep up with the time of the earth that it's spinning in right now.
Yeah.
And
the odd thing about what we're doing, people realize while all this confusion is going on here on the earth, you got the same thing going on in the galaxy. So above, so below. And what is going on, there is a reckoning and purification going on that affecting in the cosmos, as well as here on this earth. Celestial and terrestrial balance, head and heart, going on. Well, I don't understand. All I ask you to do, I'm not asking you to understand this. I'm saying do the damn research. See if I'm correct. Is there a planet called Ophiuchus? It's Ophiuchus, and that's what happened. They took it out. Who took it out? The Babylonian astrologers took it out because they wanted it on a 12 to fit their calendar. The original Roman calendar only had 360 days in it. Do your research. Why did Julius Caesar add in two more months and they added extra days in it? But originally, it's 28 days. And did not the Bible tell you in Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3, that this shall be the beginning of the month and your years here? In the month of Abib. Abib represents the barley plant of the first year of grain breaking from the soil at lunar. It's at the equinox. Did it not say that the evening and morning was the first day. And see, in biblical times, they didn't use days like we got now. First month, 10th day. Second month, 14th day. It used days.
Right.
It didn't have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And numbers.
That didn't exist. So where you, and then in all of that, if you got a 2021, you had a 2021 B.C.?
Right.
What happened 2021 B.C.? And they see they was counting.
Got,
now, they thought the world would come to the end. When you got to kind of cut down to zero, the world would come to the end. But they found that it didn't. And it, so they started adding to go back up. So you got, for every B.C., you got an A.D.
Right.
What happened at that time?
Right. See? And we got a calendar. We got a calendar that you can get for $45 that'll show you everything that was happening at 2021 BC. Every major thing that was going on at that time period, we have a calendar that we can get made for you.
Scrolls. Yeah.
Right. Of what was going on at that time period. See, this ain't no new year that claim that you did in January. And another thing Cole said is March is when the weather would break so the Romans could start marching, go back to fighting the first month. Check, go and Google all your calendars. See, once upon a time, the calendar didn't have 9 months. That was a calendar of time period in mankind, which is white folks, the subhumans history. He had a 9 month calendar. You know, we did a lecture on that some years ago. I got the tape of us doing that.
So
and
what
so,
you doing? What you got going on now, everybody, is that the Earth and cosmology is trying to realign itself. To bring by healing, you got to hurt before you can heal. All this is a part of a cosmological healing of the planet and an alignment. You got many things going. And you ever know sometimes you ride down the road and look out there and you see two big bodies in the air, the sun and another big circular object out there at the same time, and you know good when you say, well, that's another moon. Are you sure?
Right, because if you look up in the sky right now, ever since 1964, you see two moons. You see moon in the daytime. What are you doing looking at a moon in the daytime?
Yeah, I thought it's people over there see it. And this constellation is called the Serpent Bearer. The Serpent Bearer. This will represent the man straddling the serpent. But why is it that on all medicine, you got a shield with a serpent wrapped around a staff? No matter where, even in the military, in the medical corps, they symbol of healing is a serpent wrapped around a staff. Sometimes it's two serpents wrapped around a staff. Why they take the serpent out? And let me drop this on you. In astrotheology, check this out. Who represents the 13th tribe? 12 tribes of Israel. That's the 12th tribe. Zodiac. But it says the 13th. What represents the 13th tribe? Who represents the 13th? And who was it that had the coat of many colors? Who was it that prophesied to the Pharaoh that have 7 years of good and 7 years of bad? Who was that? He's represented in the constellation as in the rainbow sign as a great diviner. Joseph. A Yosef. Ain't that strange? How he went into slavery, was took out of his family and set aside until a certain time. Let me tell you a little bit about the characteristics of this particular thing they call this planet called Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus had a natural. Let me find one that y'all might can have, because y'all can't handle all this. I can see now people out there wondering what the hell is going on. Let me find one ready that I can pass on to you. Personality of people that of Ophiuchus represents unity. It's the people which is spirited, magnetic, impulsive, clairvoyant, flamboyant, at times, and jealous, power-hungry, and temperamental. At their heart, all healers who hope to one day rid the zodiac of ill and disease and violence and bring everyone closer together. And what is Biden talking about?
Unity.
What is he all talking about? Healing? Healing? That's what he's talking about. He don't know what he's saying. He's being programmed, inspired through the cosmos, through the energy from that 13th constellation. It's all about healing, coming together. Let's get over this. Let's get through this. Remember this: you must have chaos before you have order. There must be chaos before it's order. What did the blues singer say? You got to work, hurt before you can heal. Who was that? Who was that? DeWar? Wasn't that Bobby Bland?
Yeah, Bobby Bland. Bobby Bland put that song out.
So you got to hurt before you.
Ain't no love in the city.
He got a lot
of stuff out there now. Yeah.
Yeah. See, but you got to hurt before you can heal. And we're going through that now. Everybody, you wonder what's going on, and why this transgender is coming forward? Because it's that time. You ain't got to like it. I don't care what you know. It is what it is. The proof's in the pudding.
Right.
You got an outright man, gay, married to another man, that's in the White House. Well, he ain't the only one.
No, you got a bunch of them. They had full control. You see, see, we can go back to 1993 when they had the Million Man Sissy March.
They had the gay march. They sure did, a million.
Well, that was promoted by the Democratic Party. The organizer was O. Kennedy, Al Sharpton, and Jesse Jackson. My uncle was gay. My uncle went to this convention. He bought back two books that he gave me, one called The Gay Blade and then the book of the Million Man March, Million Gay March. They went up there as lesbians and gays. Well, then they organized together with the transgender and the cross-dresser, the drag, and this is when they started being LGBT. They united. This book called Gay Rage, you know.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes,
what was the name of Jesse Jackson's group when he was running around politics?
Rainbow Coalition.
Rainbow Coalition.
He had read in plain sight. Yeah, I mean,
just run around with that leather vest on and talk about the Rainbow Coalition. Y'all don't see the sign coming.
Yeah, and I got a picture of him in that book where this dude is about to kiss him. I'll put it up on my Facebook page and show it with this book.
Well, you saw where Marlon Brando kissed this dude. What's his name? That just died, the great news anchor. Just died. What's his name? Larry King.
You're Larry King, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you saw where they kissed on television years ago. Him and Marlon Brando. Right in the mouth. When he would see in. But all I'm saying is that energy is coming forth to bring back balance. Now, people, we want to talk about the gays and lesbians, but remember, if you study your history, the Martha Dyke, or androgyny, the Martha Dyke has always been on the scene. Whether you accept it or not, I did a show on this, and I asked one of the preachers, show me in the Bible where the Bible condemns a Martha Dyke. It's not there. There's no law. It's not there. Because everything... Well, the eunuch was one when a man's been castrated, but you had people that was born that had both genitalia. They had a vagina and a penis. both.
And see, Cole, when I look at Protocol 8, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It says that we shall surround our government with a whole world of economists. That is the reason why economist science, from the principal subject of the teaching given to the Jews, around us again would be a whole new constellation. Why did this word constellation, that word constellation, what are they talking about? Just what Cole's talking about. Because you in a new constellation. And see, a lot of stuff that many years, we done studied this protocol 40 years.
Oh, man. Man, how far back? Well, when I looked at all this, and what got me to looking is when everybody was all excited about, man, everything going to be aligned, and on the 21st of December, go out and see Saturn and Jupiter alignment. So when I pulled it up, then I hit NASA. And that was NASA made me aware that there was a 13th constellation. All right, what? And did the research. And lo and behold, it's in the ninth house between Sagittarius and Scorpio. It's not 13th. It's in the ninth position. It's 13th.
Well, most of this is in what you are, Bob, in the E5 teaching.
It's in E5 teaching. It taught this. A lot of folks don't know about E5. You know, and I was having a talk with another young man the other day about this God claim God created. If you read in the original tongue, the Palo tongue, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. But then if God created, where was God if there was no heaven and earth? Where was it? Remember, the earth came out of the water. It was never created. And that word there is not God. The word there is Elohim. It says, and the feminine spirit brought forth all that is in creation. That's how it reads. Abarashit, Abara, Elohim, Asamayim, or Ades. And they changed it to that word is Elohim in when you write it in the Hebrew. 430
right.
In your Concordian. Elohim. That's duality. That's the masculine feminine energy.
Let's look at something else, Cole.
I got one more thing before I get out of here, but come on.
First, the subhuman, he worshiped a goddess, which is female. And then all of a sudden, with the church, came the male teaching. And that's why we're so far out of whack. I mean, that'll help you along with understanding what Cole
was
talking about. Go ahead.
But not only that, when they put you on the solar, the sun, the solar system of the sun, there's three major cults. That's the lunar, solar, and stellar. These three triads affect everything here in this galaxy. Now watch this. Why is it written in Malachi 4:2? That the S-U-N of righteousness shall arrive with healing in his wings. Not S-O-N, but S-U-N. That's Malachi 4:2. You can read it. Why is it that in Job it talks about the constellations of Orion, the Pleiades, Arcturus? Now check this out. Here's one for you. There is one called Boot, B-O-O-T-S. What's one of the big communication systems out there now that you can get a phone system through? Ain't it called Boot? Yes, it is. And there is another system out there in one of the systems in the Milky Way called Boot. We got a long way to go, people, and we're chasing distraction and going to the source. So above, so below, until we get our astronomy straight, we're gonna always be running around in circles chasing our tail. And what they say when the tail gets in the snake's mouth, do what?
Right. That's it.
And
made
it's almost
complete
there.
Circle.
Okay. And when they do that, and that's what we almost at.
Yeah, you read in your Bible about the serpent.
Yeah. And he always represents, now they got the serpent demonized in the book, but everywhere else is representing healing and unification. Now, I'm not asking you to believe in things we're saying. Matter of fact, don't believe nothing I'm saying. Do your research. But I can tell you one thing. Documentation beats all bullshit conversation. And research will open the door. But you got to do investigative research. You got to do an esoteric theology. The whole book you claim to be a literal book is not literally, it's figuratively. It's all about the constellations and movement and how energy moves upon this planet in this realm or this dynosphere. Too long we've been chasing the wrong thing, people. You can't fix it till you fix it above. Fix it above, if things align up. What did the boy say? Check out your mind. Check out your
mind.
Your ass will follow. Okay, if your head ain't right, it ain't nothing else right. And we discovered here
you
in this so-called, go ahead.
I noticed something else, Cole, is the colors that Faye was wearing.
That's
she
right.
Camilla was in purple and burgundy red. What do those colors represent? It represents a certain energy. And even her name, what's in her name? Camilla. What do that represent?
That's an ancient Hindu goddess. Yeah.
Right. And see, especially with the color that she was. See, now, if you want to know the tides of what secret society that the men belong to.
I'm glad you said
all
that.
All you have to do is whatever color tie he wears. When you see him out in public, they'll have different colored ties on. Well,
that's right.
Color of them ties mean what secret society that they are tied to. They are oligarchs, that's the aristocrat of that secret society, which deal with that color. Because every secret society have a color. Red, white, and blue is the color of red, white, and blue. Yeah.
Okay, watch this. Who is Kamala Harris's Saras? Who's a Saras? Who hit the ground running to help push her campaign? Wasn't it the AKA?
Yeah, that's Boule.
AKA out of what? Out of Howard University?
Yep.
1909. Check them numbers. What are they colors? You got to look at the signs and symbols. If you don't study signs and symbols, you're going to miss the whole damn ball game.
Right. See, the
first and I've been Boulay, studying this. Yeah, we've been studying
Boulay
this stuff a long time.
People.
You got the Bilderberg, trilateral. You got the Bilderberg,
right.
The trilateral, and counter foreign legion. When it came to the blacks, you got the Boulets.
They the gatekeepers.
See,
and
what
if you
don't realize, and allow me to say this: quit hollering about Obamacare. Obamacare is not Obamacare. Or that thing was organized by Edward Kennedy, and it was called the Affordable Care Act. When Edward Kennedy was alive, and Obama promised that he would make that thing go through if the Kennedy family got behind him for election. They got behind him in Iowa. They call it Obamacare. It's not. It's called the Affordable Care Act. Now, look at the history of it. Pull up the ACA. It goes back under Edward Kennedy. It took him 40 years to get it through, to get it off the House into law. That's why Obama told Trump, hey, good luck trying to change it. You're not going to change that law. You can play with it, but you ain't going to fucking change it. And everybody talking about socialism. Do you know when the federal government controls 60% of your livelihood that you're already in socialism? Dumbass. Do you realize that? If the government controls 60% of your... Social check. You're looking for your Social Security check. You go. You're looking for them to heal you. Protocol 11001 is already in effect. You know what I said? That was given by Kennedy in 62. 11001 is already in effect. Your education and healthcare is already under government control.
And Cole, since you brought that up, it's very interesting. Out of them 12 executive orders, it is only one executive order that ain't been fulfilled, and that's executive order number 1100. It says that the federal government would take over the control of the workforce. Well,
that's
with
right.
These stimulus checks, the stimulus checks that they've given you, they've taken over the control of the workforce. They tell you when to work and what not to work, where to work. You got to work
right.
At home. You got to do this. They already
now,
have taken
let
over.
Let me say this. Allow me to say this. And with this stay at home, you had a lot of people now become more creative in their thinking. They created more ideas. They become more self-sufficient. That's what happened in the 13th in Opelucas. It tells you become energetic, you become creative, you start doing things for self, self-motivation, new ideas, children coming on the scene with all kinds of. Look at the young lady that stood at the inauguration and sounded just like our girl, what's her name? Maya Angelou. A young female. And I want you to do this. Ask how many female is now in the Republican Party, how many female is now in the Democratic Party, and how long has they been there? How many men is in there? Now,
yep.
Of course, this is deeper than motherfuckers want to deal with, and I understand. But go do your research. I understand and overstand. But please, brothers and sisters, quit falling for the wolf cookies. Go do your research, and then ask if it lines up with nature and cosmology. If it don't line up, then something's badly wrong. And this is the time for the feminine energy to come back to the throne, to bring healing back. Anytime Egypt got in trouble, it was always a female pharaoh that came to the throne. Go
ahead. Going back, Cole, to this little girl that did the poem.
The speech?
The first thing
yeah, the poem,
popped
yeah.
in my mind, first thing that popped in my mind was this was a true science, a sign of a race of people being completely genocide into the way.
What did she have on? All yellow. What did she have on? All yellow. All yellow.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The one, a number of years ago, when I had my radio show there in Dallas, I had an interview with the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, Scott Patrick. He was over the Ku Klux Klan in Garland, Texas. And I asked him, what was the biggest fear that the white man had? He said that it will come a time when with black men having babies by white women, it will create a race called the gold babies. And they will take
right.
over, and they won't respect the black or white. Who you think running things now? We call them Obama babies now. It's the same thing, father, white mothers.
And that school of thoughts that girl came out of, that organization that she was part of was for white girls only.
Mm-hmm. See, no longer
so
is that an issue. I know our time about to run out the wall, but look, we got to do this again because there's more to this than we're able to get out today. An hour ain't long enough. But I want the people to go and do your research. Look at the constant. Look at the stars and moons were given for signs and symbols and time and for your learning. Go check the stuff out.
And you see this darkness, this black cloud that's in Dallas right now, been
right.
darkness for 4 or 5 days. You see, all of that's got to do with your personality and everything. You ain't getting no sunshine. You ain't had no sunshine since Monday. This is Saturday. And so you had to understand this astro energy. See, when that goes back to the laws of nature code, the first law of nature, when the atom splits, it splits in three parts. It splits in the astro, mind, and celestial. But you had to understand that splitting. You had to understand that a lot of this stuff that we're talking about is in your Bible, but you just can't, you don't comprehend it.
Astrotheology. It'll give you the scriptures and everything. Astrotheology. Look it up. And study it. We studied 1 year. We didn't work on no job for 1 year. We stayed in that Knesset there on Keith. We had 2 8-foot tables in and in with books. We studied everything from Aardvark to Zebra. And we studied this stuff back in, was it 2000, 2001?
18 hours a day. We cooked down there.
18 hours. We studied a day. That's why I don't want to see a book now. We read so damn much back then that I didn't want to ever see another book. We had a very large library. Very large library. I got 15,000 books in mind right now. But that's not a brag. The only way you're going to know, you got to, and I don't mean going on Google, you got to go and do the research. I've got a set of encyclopedias, go back to 1768. You got to go back to the old, the map the war is talking about. Look up the Shango Bone. The oldest calendar is called the Shango Bone, 25,000 years ago. You're talking about 4,004 BC when Adam, when the world was created. Please give me a break.
Your religion has got you hoodwinked and cable-toed. You can't go
got your high
no
back
higher
like,
than
like
what your religion is. Is.
That's right. Astrotheology. Look it up. Check into it. Then you'll know what time you're in. But remember, there is a 13th constellation, whether you like it or not, and it's in full movement right now.
So take us out with the
all right, DeWolf. You got 90 seconds, huh?
Take us out with the credo.
I will sit calmly upon the throne in the temple of my own body between the two great pillars of positive and negative vibrations to the point where I can radiate through my temple of light to all whom I contact the wonderful peace, pause, power, wisdom, love, and harmony of my ancestors. Ashe, ashe, ashe. We out of here.
Come on, y'all.
Y'all shall have won.